It's that time again. Yeah. Ya es la hora. You know, power hour. Ponle atención, class is in session. Tune in for an hour, maybe more, that's a blessing. Learn from the captains and the leadership. Bleed from religion, cause them churches never teaching shit. Everything you learn for your benefit. Line upon line is a requisite. Never take a deficit, yeah. That mean you take a loss and you stray from the way. You get that understanding if you study every day. Apply what you learn and bless when you pray. It's one interpretation, man, it's saying what it's saying. Ya viene el tiempo, entra para el templo, aprende del maestro con talento, la Biblia es el centro, usando a Israel como instrumento, no te pierdas en doctrina como viento, estudia y ora y aplica, tiempo para Dios, ven, hace una cita, escritura dinamita, morenos y hispanos y israelitas, oye cómo explica Israel unido en Cristo para la vida, nunca se divida. Tune in, it's the power hour, learn your family history, don't be a coward, yeah. Tune in, it's the power hour. I said learn your family history, don't be a coward.
Your history to learn, it's the power hour. You learn hour. Tune in to your history, you know any more history. It's the power hour. You learn hour.
Shalom, family, Most High, Christ bless. Welcome back to the Power Hour.
Power Hour
happy
here.
Happy Sabbath.
Happy Shalom, happy Sabbath.
The Southwest.
Yes, we are here in IRC Phoenix Power Hour, where we teach the so-called blacks, Hispanics, and Native Americans who they are according to the Bible, which
that's
is
right.
The 12 tribes of Israel.
That's right, that's right. We got a good one for you today. When he's off in the car, we got
Officer Zara.
Soldier Eric.
Soldier Eric reading for us. All praise to the Most High. We got a real big big one for you today. This this topic is very big because it's not spoken enough. And then when it is spoken, we get anti-Semitic. We get turned that we are at. One thing you got to know, that us, the so-called black Hispanics and Native Americans, we come from the lineage off of Adam, Shem, and we're Shemites. We're, you know what I mean?
Right.
We're Shemitic.
That's where Semitic comes from.
Yeah, we cannot be anti-Semitic.
Right.
That's impossible. That's impossible. You know what I mean? So we're just talking about the word. And we're going to go into that today. The class is going to speak on it. What God says about it is very important. What is the title we put for the class?
The real Jews in America.
The real Jews in America. But the reason why is because in America, if you have been born and raised here in America, and you have been in the school, independent school districts.
Public school.
Public school. You hear, and they push a lot of things of
indoctrination.
Indoctrination of the Jewish.
Yes, they do.
And that's why I'm saying the Jewish, not the Jews, as our title says, Jewish, because they push that. They push, they put a little World War II tear in you, so you be sad. You know, I forgot to bring that up to the Holocaust Museum. They got a Holocaust Museum in D.C. I've been to it before. They got a whole room pile of shoes.
So they must have got you too then.
Oh boy, they got me, man. They got me. They had me.
Because
I didn't know them better. Right. I didn't know.
Hey.
I didn't know.
Hey, they got a room of shoes, a room of hair.
Yeah, put a picture of the room of shoes, the old shoes, and you go in there, you feel some type of way, you know.
Make you totally forget about what we went through.
Yeah, the schools out in the east that are there, they have field trips there. They have field trips. A lot of people have gone over there. So a lot of people get indoctrinated in that. Go ahead. You got a picture of it?
Eli's looking for
okay.
It now.
Yeah, show them that picture, man. Yeah, it's just pile of shoes, and it's just like, you know, it's quiet, cold in there, and you just kind of, oh.
Hey, I went to the thing in Richmond, Virginia, and it's a tearjerker when you don't know the truth.
Yeah, well, you know that, but we're gonna find out why it's more important, why they pushing it so much, too. Because there's nothing, no other topic they're pushing like that. They ain't pushing the killing, the slaughtering of the Native Americans here in America.
Bring it out.
They ain't pushing the slavery, the bodies that are lost at sea, the bodies that were lost in slavery. They didn't push that. They don't remember. There's no day for that.
Right.
You know what I mean? They hide hip hop under a Black History Month.
Right.
That's what it is.
Right.
Hip hop, everything else, a little bit of sprinkle of JFK, Martin Luther King Jr., and Malcolm X,
yep.
And then they say, "Yeah, yeah, there you go, your day." You know what I mean? Black, green, and yellow.
Yep. There's your history.
There's your history, right?
It's like green and red.
Is that what it's black, green, and red?
Yeah, yeah. Put some respect on it.
but we gotta know today why it's very important. You know what I mean? I'm gonna show you this something that they kind of pushed. In the school district, even into something that you're used to, Sesame Street. Yo, I love Sesame Street. You know, mm-hmm. Everybody watched Sesame Street growing up. That was the thing. We gotta see Sesame Street and something pushing something, and it's right under our nose, and then it kind of like builds you up to think something different. Go ahead and let's push that right there. No sound. There's no sound on there.
He's getting his switch now.
Okay. There's no sound. So
like the same way they made us read like Anne Frank.
I was thinking about another one that it was pretty much, I can't remember what it is, but it was A Friendship in Vienna. Is that what it's called?
I believe
that's what it's called, A Friendship in Vienna. So, I mean, it's just the whole things about sad tearjerker movies that this person was in a concentration camp and had to be separate from the family and this. Nah.
Right.
You got to understand that they tried to replace the real Jews. And we're going to get that to you.
Bring it out.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Please play. What's going on? Y'all doing the same thing. Come on.
He lived in Russia and spoke Eliezer Ben Yehuda was very smart. When he was a little boy, he lived in Russia and spoke Russian.
Stop. Stop. This brother lived in Russia. He lived in Russia. That already tells you something. What's in Russia? The Caucasus Mountains. He lived in the Caucasus.
Right.
He was in Russia. Already telling you something about this Caucasian. Right? Go ahead.
And studied the Torah in Hebrew every day.
Shalom.
And when he grew up, he traveled to France to study. So naturally, he learned to speak French, too.
Bonjour.
While studying in France, Ben Yehuda read about a group of Jewish people living in the land of Israel.
Israel, that is where I was meant to be. I should go right now.
Monsieur, you forgot your newspaper.
So Ben Yehuda picked up and moved to the holy city of Jerusalem.
Wow, so this is Jerusalem. Amazing. Everyone seems so friendly here. Shalom.
Привет.
Shalom.
Bonjour.
Shalom.
Guten Tag.
Shalom. Marhaba. Marhaba. This is very confusing.
Stop.
I know.
Stop. He goes to a land. Supposedly supposed to be of a people of the holy people right there, right? And he sees all these other people speaking other language, and he sees confusion.
Right.
Right?
Right.
Nothing in order.
The other thing I noticed is that he must have changed his name, because if he was born in Russia, his name wouldn't be Eliezer Ben Yehuda.
Yeah, he changed his name. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
Let's speak Hebrew in the land of Israel. Shalom.
Shalom. Shalom.
Now that's more like it. Tov me'od.
Ben Yehuda was excited to make Hebrew the language of Israel. So excited that when he started a family of his own, Hebrew was the only language he would speak at home.
Boker Tov.
Boker Or.
Boker Tov.
Boker Tov, Abba.
But speaking Hebrew wasn't as easy as he had hoped.
Kerev.
Tov me'od.
Hatul.
Tov me'od.
Oh, yummy, yummy.
Uh-oh.
Hebrew was so old that they didn't have words for new things like ice cream.
I'll invent a new Hebrew word for everything that doesn't have one. There's no Hebrew word for ice cream. How about Glida?
Glida.
I will call this dictionary Milon. I will call this cauliflower Kruvit.
When he could, Ben Yehuda used words from the Torah to create new ones. In his lifetime, Ben Yehuda invented more than 300 new Hebrew words. Today in Israel, people live, work, and play in Hebrew. Thanks to Eliezer Ben Yehuda.
So this man went into the land of Israel and started changing the words. And this is all by design. Don't believe that they guess, oh, well, he needs to collect his history back. And then, no, because there there is things written down that were pointing to the real Jews, pointing to the real Israelite, the real owners of the land.
Right.
You know what I mean? This is all pointing there. So he had to change a lot of things on there. Give me Jeremiah 17, because this is all by design that everything has to be done, because the Hebrew that they are speaking in Israel today, it is not, I'm going to repeat, it is not the Hebrew of the scriptures. There's not the Hebrew in there. Now, we're going to speak other languages and stuff, and I'm not saying go out and try to read the Hebrew and this and that, because guess what? In your own tongue, there is a scripture, there is a Bible that you can read and understand and keep these commandments. And that's what we're searching for, right? Which we're our torch to. Go ahead.
What did you want? What?
Just 17.
17:4.
This is the book of Jeremiah, chapter 17 and verse 4. And thou, even thyself, shalt discontinue from thine heritage that I gave thee, and I will cause thee to serve thine enemies in the land which thou knowest not. For ye have kindled a fire in mine anger, which shall burn forever.
So we're going to what? We're going to serve slavery. This is talking about slavery. Nowhere and no time did these so-called Jewish men go into slavery. That mm-hmm. never happened. Mm-hmm. But it did happen to who? The so-called blacks, Hispanics, Native Americans.
Bring it up.
Right? Go ahead. Let's play that clip for the Uncle Tom. So we're gonna see that history. Uncle Tom, if you have not seen Goodbye Uncle Tom, I recommend you to watch it. The whole video it is free on Netflix, I believe. But this movie right here is very heavy, very heavy. This is remade in 1971, and it was off of a book. And a lot of these people that are in here in these movies, they're Haitians. They went to Haiti to film most of it, and they use a bunch of Haitians. Mm-hmm. You know, go ahead.
Napoleon, Nero, Julius Caesar, Gabriel,
Alexander the Great,
Lucifer.
Stop.
Name.
Stop. Did you hear that? Did y'all hear that? Every single name? Give me Deuteronomy 28. You know what I want. This is something that is a curse. Start at 15. This is something that is right in front of us, shown in front of us every single day that you're living, and you're speaking to Clyde Johnson, Jorge Hernandez, these men that are around you that with these Caucasian last names. They're right in front of you, but you don't see it. Okay, give me the 28:15 first, and then we're going to jump to 37.
Yes, sir. This is the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 28 and verse 15. But it shall come to pass, if thou wilt not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, that all these curses shall come upon thee and overtake thee.
Okay, so these curses are going to what? When we don't keep these commandments, these curses are going to jump on us, and guess what? They're going to be on us, right? Go ahead and read.
Verse 37, and thou shalt become an astonishment, a proverb, and a byword among all nations whither the Lord shall lead thee.
So wherever you're going to be, you're going to be what? A byword, something called outside your name, your God-given right. name.
Bring it out.
So these names, just like the famous movie in the late 70s, Roots, where they're telling
Toby.
Kunta Kinte, they changing his name to Toby, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they're whooping it on his back. That's something that's worn out into slavery. This is the time. They even called his brother Lucifer.
Yeah.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
Lucifer. They call him Alexander the Great. These are old Edomite names. These are all Edomite names. Even Lucifer, that's an Edomite name.
Bring it out. Even you got Northern Kingdom calling themselves Esau.
Yeah, or Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, they call themselves Jesus, Jesus.
Right.
Right.
Because you never met no white dude. Or black dude named Jesus.
So you got to know in these scriptures who yourself are. Give me Isaiah 45 and 17. But.
Hey, you ain't never heard no Edomite named Tyrone.
No, no, no.
You know what? I was at a food store.
No, just say no, man.
Okay.
Just say yo.
I see an Issachar named Tyrone.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to say Edomite.
You know Issachar named Tyrone?
No.
Oh, well, see, that was a rare thing. Bro.
Yeah.
Yeah, give me
ready?
Yeah.
This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 45 and verse 17.
No, I'm sorry. 44
and 5.
5, yeah.
This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 44 and verse 5. Freedom. One shall say, I am the Lord's, and another shall call himself by the name of Jacob, and another shall subscribe with his hand unto the Lord and surname himself by the name of Israel.
This is prophecy. When we start waking up and understand that we're the real Jews, we're going to start putting ourselves as what? Surname, meaning last name, Israel, because through your last name is who your father is. Guess what? If your name is Hernandez, your father ain't no Caucasian guy from Spain named Hernandez.
All right.
That ain't your father. That ain't your lineage. Somewhere down the line, your slave master put that stamp on you, put that name on you. Branded that name not only on you, but on your mind. And you stand by it. But not knowing your history, knowing how important you are. We're talking about stolen identity.
Right. Hey, officer, Northern Kingdom be ready to fight you over their last name.
Yeah, they blasted behind their pickup truck.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right. Other thing is that we also... We branded on ourselves.
Yeah,
tattoos the same way that the slave master did. It's the same thing.
They put a tattoo, blast on the back, put on the shoulder. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. That's a mindset that guess what? Know that we're destroyed completely. Mm-hmm. And when we come to the scriptures, they're like, what? Israelites, what's that? We're not. Man, I'm Mexican, bro.
Right. Mexicans proud. They proud. They're proud.
I'm Mexican, man.
I know.
You know what I mean? That's what I think. That mindset has to be destroyed. Mm-hmm. It has to be cleaned out with the word of God. You have to be keeping his command and understanding. Guess what? I'm living as a Mexican, but this is an invention. They invented this lifestyle and they indoctrinated us with his lifestyle, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
So this is what, go ahead and push play on the video.
Israel.
Alexander the Great.
Lucifer. Name. Judas.
Butterfly.
Peter. Achilles.
Excuse us, sir. My colleague and I are here to conduct an inquiry. May we ask you a few questions?
Yes, please, Master. I'm at your disposal.
You're here, as it were, to be sold.
Huh? Of course.
We are truly appalled, sir. We can imagine how you must feel. Your fear. Your indignation.
On the contrary. Why... In my career, I have always been very lucky. I've had masters, each one more humane than the next.
But haven't you ever been treated brutally, whipped, beaten, tortured?
In our profession, what counts is to do one's duty.
Don't listen to all those stories about the various Uncle Toms and Simon Legrees and so on. It's all nonsense. See, the truth is that we are valuable merchandise. And have you seen the prices in the market? I know it. I cost more than $2,000. And can you imagine a fool, excuse the expression, a fool of a master who would whip and maim a capital of over $2,000? No! If a slave is a respectable slave, his master treats him with kid gloves because it takes only one scar. One single scar, plop, down shoots the price. You know, the client is suspicious. But, sir, surely you must realize the injustice of your situation. The violation of your liberty, your freedom.
If you speak of freedom, sir, I must tell you something. I am a worker, and workers are not free and never will be. If you speak of my condition, I will quickly say... I don't pay taxes. I'm housed. fed and clothed by my employer. I work a short week. My medical care is free. I get a Christmas bonus and retirement or permanent disability at the expense of my employer. Without mentioning this, that in time of war, I am not even obligated to military service.
Oh, but if you're not even paid...
You know, I see the ones which you gentlemen call freed slaves or liberated workers out from morning till night working like horses to make ends meet. And they never do. So, just tell me then, what's the difference between us slaves and liberated workers?
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Who? Me?
Yes, you. You're a dishonor to your race.
Quit waving that camera around, will you?
All right. With all the thousands of tormented slaves around in this country, we have to run into that puppet, that wretched collaborator.
Wow.
That was heavy.
This, you got to understand that that is showing the time of slavery, right? But that mindset is still today.
It is.
We got brothers and that guess what? Man, I get all paid holidays. I got my welfare. I got this and that and a third. Why would I go out there and work with them? That really happened during a lot more and during the pandemic. We're in the pandemic and they're giving checks out and stuff. People are sitting down at home, not working, getting paid.
And they gave them spots to do their drugs in some states.
Yeah.
You know, they was giving them the needles and they said, hey, you can only do the crack over here.
Yeah, as long as you stay here, you can.
Yep. Can you give me Isaiah chapter 30, verse 3?
Yes, sir.
Isaiah 30 and 3. If you were just listening to him, right, you can kind of understand. It's like with any other person, right? Any Uncle Tom person or someone that trusts in America, right? Mm-hmm. Or they have faith in America, right? Mm-hmm. This is, let's read this real quick.
This is the book of Isaiah chapter 30 and verse 3. Yeah. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame.
So you have to understand that there's a lot of people back then, Uncle Tom's, even now, right, that have a lot of strength in Pharaoh, right? Even in America today, right, they think this country is going to last
the
long,
president,
right?
The president.
Yeah. Even the president, right? They have that strength in that, right? And so they see America like, you know, different countries now going towards leaving American dollar, right? And so they think America is not falling, right? But, of course, it is, right? Read that again.
This is the book of Isaiah, chapter 30 and verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame.
And you can see that in that video right there, the shame of that guy, right? All the other blacks are just looking at him, listening to him. It's shameful how we have degraded ourselves to being, you know, trusting in America, trusting in Egypt, right? Trusting in our slave master. It's a shameful thing. Go ahead.
And the trust in the shadow of Egypt, your confusion.
And in the trust and the shadow of Egypt, you're confused at. And you see, it says the shadow of Egypt, the past. Egypt was in the past, and guess what? Our people still had trust in Egypt. It's just like it is right now. People are going to end up, what, looking back, like, what was it, Lot's wife, right? They're going to end up looking back because why? They trust in these different places, right? Because guess what? We are pilgrims right now. And it says, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt, your confusion. Look at him now. That's his confusion. That's how all our people confusion is now.
Yeah, but I'm
crazy. That's like when we was going into the wilderness, they was like, you know, Moses, you brought us out here to die. Would have been better that we stayed in Egypt.
Right, right.
Yep. You, one of the things that we got to understand, we got to go, that's what, when we come into this, the truth, when we come into the scriptures, you got to come start from the beginning. We start from Genesis all the time. Because we got to know where do we start from?
Right.
Right? They, all our life, we've seen Adam and Eve as a white man in a jungle with two little leaves in the private parts, right?
Right.
But not apple. But when you read the scriptures, it's talking about that they were made from the dust of the ground, that they were black, dark, unto the ground. But we're going to jump to Genesis 25 because we're going to just touch a little bit here and there. Because I want you to know that guess what? Because the mindset of America and the mindset they, oh, we're all the same. We always sing, what's that old Children's Chapel song? Jesus loved the little children of the world. Mm-hmm. Yellow, black, yellow.
Red, yellow, red, black, and white. They are precious in
the sight. Right? That is indoctrination that we've been taught, right?
Yes, sir.
That is not in the scriptures.
No.
That is not in the scriptures. You cannot find a scripture where it says those things. Now, is color in the scripture? It is. It is, yeah. Right? And let's get that. Let's see what.
Hey, man, they did a number on y'all, man.
They
y'all,
did.
Y'all be reciting
bro, I'm telling you.
Georgia song.
Hey, it ain't the same like it is now, bro. I'm telling you, bro.
Yeah, bro. I'm telling you, yeah.
We the ones taught y'all.
You were in church, but you weren't paying attention.
All right.
So
I was trying to catch the Holy Ghost.
Hey, every time they did, I was like, man, why are they crying for? Like,
yeah.
Come on now.
Yeah, this is indoctrination, that slave mentality. They have to put us in slave and that's keep us there. You know what I mean? Now that we're waking up into the scriptures and keeping his commandments, there is no turning back. There's no turning back.
Right.
You've already seen the other side.
Mm-hmm.
To actually follow the same doctrine and go back to something you found there, you got to be ignorant. You got to come to a point that, you know what, I don't want to lose what I have in this world. Man, that's sad. Go ahead and give me
21.
Yeah, they started 21.
This is the book of Genesis, chapter 25 and verse 21. And Isaac entreated the Lord for his wife because she was barren. And the Lord was entreated of him, and Rebekah, his wife, conceived. And the children struggled together within her. And she said, if it be so, why am I thus? And she went to inquire of the Lord. And the Lord said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels. And the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger.
Remember, this is the beginning of everything. Beginning of everything. The lineage starts right here. So it's saying two nations are in that womb, meaning these two twins, they were two different people, are going to be separated from the same man, from the same seed. Go ahead.
Verse 24. And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb. And the first came out red, all over like an hairy garment. And they called his name Esau.
So there you go. There's color in the Bible starting now. Remember, we already established Genesis. Adam came from what, the dust of the ground. So he was dark. He was a black man. But this is the first time that somebody came out red. Meaning, guess what? He did not have pigmentation. His blood showed through his skin. So he was red.
Right. There's no such thing as a white person.
Yeah, there's no such thing as white. Nobody's looking out pale white. If they are, they're probably sick.
Ronald McDonald.
He got the Ronald McDonald face.
As close as you go, get the
ain't
white.
Ain't nobody got the Ronald McDonald face. You know what I mean?
It's the only white man on earth.
Pay attention. This is where the Caucasian man came from. This is the scripture right here. You know what I mean? Go ahead.
Verse 25, we'll read it again.
Oh, and he was hairy, right? Hairy all over like a garment. And guess what? He is a hairy man, right? Go ahead.
Verse 25, and the first came out red all over like an hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold on Esau's heel.
What Jacob looked like or anything like that, but it did say he took his heel. Hold that right quick. Mm. Let's jump right quick just to the pocket, get the understanding of that. Second Ezra, let's go to 6. We're just going to get to the point of what it means. Yeah, 9. Get 9.
Sir.
Because we got to know what this stuff means. We got to understand that priest upon priest, line upon line, here little and there little. They got to know that these things are written in the scriptures. You can show that picture. Go ahead.
This is the book of 2 Ezra, chapter 6 and verse 9. For Esau is the end of the world, and Jacob is the beginning of it that followeth.
Now,
you want verse 8?
Yeah.
Verse 8. And he said unto me, from Abraham unto Isaac, when Jacob and Esau were born, Jacob's hand held first the heel of Esau. For Esau is the end of the world, and Jacob is the beginning of it that followeth.
This is showing you that there's what? The end of this world right here? The rulership?
End of America.
The kingdom of America? Who's going to be on top? Esau. And that's very fact right now.
Mm-hmm.
We have no say-so in the White House. We had no say-so in any political office. We have no for our people in any state at all.
That speak for us.
That speak for us at all. No. Nothing. Mm-hmm. Nothing. They don't do nothing. Those Jesse Jacksons and the Al Sharpens and the people that are on top, they ain't doing nothing for us.
They there to calm you down when something goes down.
They try to sprinkle a little fairy dust on you so you can just be like, oh, okay, everything's okay.
Our wake-up call should have been Barack Obama. Even though he's not our people, it should have been our people wake-up call to where that America
ain't going
to
do nothing.
Nothing for us, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Should have been. I'd agree.
So, and
all
it
he
says,
did was legalize gay marriage.
Yeah. Jacob is the beginning of it that followed. Meaning, guess what? The next rulership to come in line, the next kingdom in line, guess what? It belongs to us.
That's right.
That's
we got next.
Right? Go back to Genesis. Do it 27.
You don't want me to finish out 26?
No, go ahead and just 27. That's fine, sir.
Verse 27. The boys grew, and Esau was a cunning hunter, a man of the field, and Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents.
So he was what? He was a man that was a hunter, right? Out in the field. Give me some scripture. Give me some pictures. You're showing those pictures and stuff?
Esau loves the hunt.
All of them, bro. They got deers on the back of their trucks. They got the...
Yeah, you go to hunting channels and who's you are.
You ain't going to find us.
He out there. He throwing a deer piss on him, laying down in ditches for days, looking for that one buck that he saw the other day that he wants to get. He's doing all that stuff.
Bite the heart of the first animal that killed too.
Cut it out, bite it.
Yeah, they
bite,
do that.
Yeah, bite it.
Oh, they love blood.
Yeah, blood.
Hey, who run Bass Pro Shop, Gander Mountain, Academy Sports, Cabela's,
all that.
Esau.
That's all Esau. Esau does those things. That's him. You know what I mean? That's all him. That's showing you right there in the scripture who he's going to be.
Yes,
his spirit in him. Go ahead and read.
And Isaac loved Esau.
Hey, read 27 again, that last part. It says, and Jacob was a plain man dwelling in tents. Remember, us black people, we don't like to stay. We don't like to be outside. We like to always stay in the AC. Always like to
be
cool.
At the crib. Yeah.
Right.
We had
dwelling in tents.
Right.
Why is it very important, too? I'm glad you brought that up, the tents, because then the Native Americans, where did they have the tents? Why did they have the tents? Because they moved with the buffalo. They moved with the herd and stuff. They went out there hunting on a hunt. Go far away for food.
Right.
They were rolling with the buffaloes.
We live by the water.
Yeah,
you know
by the water. The temperature. Hey, it's getting too cold here. We gotta keep it moving.
They chill up under the tree and drink a Modelo.
Yeah, bro. We already know.
Put the sombrero on and fall asleep.
No, yeah. But,
hey, you know, and then on top of that, when we do go outside, we know. Hey, I only want to be outside for this dispensation of time.
Right. To get what you need done, and then it's back to the tent.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, he's a man of staying at home, right? Go ahead. Right.
And Isaac loved Esau because he did eat of his venison, but Rebekah loved Jacob, and Jacob sowed pottage, and Esau came from the field, and he was faint. And Esau said to Jacob, feed me, I pray thee, with that same red pottage, for I am faint. Therefore was his name called Edom. And Jacob said, sell me this day thy birthright. And Esau said, behold, I am at the point to die. And what profit shall this birthright do to me? And Jacob said, swear to me this day. And he sware unto him. And he sold his birthright unto Jacob. Then Jacob gave Esau bread and pottage of lentils, and he did eat and drink, and rose up and went his way. Thus Esau despised his birthright.
So this is showing you, this is a very pivotal point of the scriptures. This man received a blessing. Remember Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. God made that covenant with Abraham, and it went to Isaac, and Isaac had what? Why did it go to Jacob? Because he, right here at this point, he sold his birthright. He hated his birthright. He sold it to him for what? For a morsel of red pottage,
right.
Red beef, and lentils.
Can I prove that, officer?
Yeah, go ahead.
Hebrews chapter 12 and verse 16. Lest there be any fornicator or profane person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. So to me, that precepts that Esau is red in color, hairy, they like to hunt, and they like their meat red.
Tartar.
They like red meat.
The red meat. That's what rare meat, right?
Yes, sir.
They can't wait for their food. They got to eat it, right? I mean, this right here is very important. Now let's jump to 27, because we're going to go to a blessing of Esau, and I'm gonna bring it back. I'm gonna bring it back because through all this stuff that we shed a Jewish tear during the elementary, you got to prepare your kids when they go out to schools and they listen to World War II and stuff, and they showing them the sad stories of the Holocaust, and before they shed a tear, let them know that guess what, the real Jews are black.
That's right.
The real Jews are the ones that went to slavery. The real Jews are the effect of Deuteronomy 28. They went through the curses. Not these so-called red men, all right?
That's right.
Go ahead.
Oh, you want 34? I'm going to start at 34?
Give me, 39.
This is the book of Genesis, chapter 27.
So, just to keep you updated, so pretty much the blessing now is for Jacob, right, not Esau. Rebecca told him, hey, you know what? He's about to. Your father's about to die. He's going to put something hairy on you. I think it was a lamb or a goat.
It was a goat hair.
Goat hair. Sit on there and then go up to him and get the blessing, you know, because you deserve it because you, the soul is you, right?
Because, first it was a prophecy, remember?
Yeah, prophecy,
She knew about the prophecy that
the elder
would serve the younger.
That's correct.
Right.
Yeah, you understand that. Guess what? She knew that. She wasn't being deceitful. She knew what God had in plan. She was preparing this, right?
And then Esau selling the birthright solidified it, right?
So he gives the blessing. Now I'm gonna show Esau's blessing, right?
Hey, this how Jacob looked when he went and got that blessing right there.
Yeah. Yeah.
With the goat skin on.
Yeah. Go ahead.
You want me to start at 38, officer?
Yeah.
This is the book of Genesis, chapter 27 and verse 38. And Esau said unto his father, hast thou but one blessing, my father? Bless me, even me also, O my father. And Esau lifted up his voice and wept.
He wept because he knew what he lost. At the moment when he was selling his birthright for the soup and lentil, he didn't know. He didn't respect it. Now he knows he lost it, right? Go ahead.
Verse 39. And Isaac, his father, answered and said unto him, behold, thy dwelling place shall be the fatness of the earth and of the dew of heaven from above. And by thy sword shalt thou live and shall serve thy brother.
Okay, let's go down. So it's saying that by thy dwelling shall thy be the fatness of the earth. Meaning, guess what? He's going to have the best places on earth. The very best places that you mean, the places where there's nice side of the beach. You mean when the nice weathers, whether there's all agriculture, whether there's water running, those places are going to, guess what, be his. How is he going to get it? By the art of war. It says the next blessing is what? By thy sword you shall live. Right? You're going to what? Be killing for these things. There is nowhere where Esau is at that where he did not kill and destroy a village that was already there.
Damn.
Nowhere in the Americas, nowhere in Europe. Nowhere in the world where he wants to land, he didn't go in there, start throwing his bombs, killing, destroying, right?
Go back and rebuild.
He's still doing it. He's still doing it today. When he wants your oil, he go in there, make it look like you did something to him, and he go in there and destroy you, and guess what? He pumping that oil back into his position, right? Was that from there?
You want me to start it over?
No, that's all I want in there. I want to go
real quick.
Go ahead.
In his Bible, in Genesis 27, you know how sometimes there's like different a summarization of the verses and all that? In his Genesis 27, it says
the stolen blessing.
The stolen blessing.
Yep.
And so that lets you know that Esau is still mad about this whole situation dealing with Esau and Jacob. They've been mad forever. That's why they're mad to us today, right? Because of this blessing right here that we got.
Right. Yeah, and it ain't stolen. It ain't stolen. This is by design. This is what you're going to fight all your life trying to get it back, but he's not. God knows what the deal is. God has already ordained things, but they're going to what? Find a way to keep us from our understanding, our blessing, which is the scriptures and the commandments, to keep us outside of what? Receiving that kingdom. We're not getting that kingdom until we keep his commandments. We ain't going to wait. They're going to give us something that we can't be trusted with. Give me Romans. Give me Romans chapter 9, verse 6. Go ahead. Give me the video. Give me the video. Not that one. We might not be able to do that one. Put that one right there because that was only 30 seconds. Kind of showing you the state of Israel. Psalms 83. I'm going to get Psalms 83 because y'all got to understand that all this thing about that's going on the news, talking about Palestine and the Jewish state and this and that. We sitting back over here eating Popeye's chicken and standing in line for Jordan's.
Playing video games.
You know what I mean? Man, I'm not knocking on Popeye's chicken. It's good.
Yeah, we also standing in line for Mango Nada.
But yeah, but what I'm trying to
elote.
Okay. So you heard that shot too, right?
Yeah. But what I'm trying to say is that we over here in our own little world, you know what I mean? In our own little world, doing these things, and there's something bigger going on.
Right.
But we're not fighting the battle. Exactly. I'm not saying that we're going to get tanks and we're going to get guns and try to overcome and get our land back. We ain't going to do that. The Most High says that it's already plain written that we're going to bring places back in our land, right? Mm-hmm. But our battle is in the scriptures. We got to keep these commandments, right? Mm-hmm. Give me Psalms 83.
Start at 1?
Yeah.
The book of Psalms, chapter 83 and verse 1. Freedom. Keep not thou silence, O God. Hold not thy peace. And be not still, O God.
Why is this a prayer? Because guess what? For so long, the Most High has been quiet. Why? Because he's waiting for us to come back to our commandments. Come back to his law, statutes, and commandments. Right? Read.
For lo, thine enemies make a tumult.
They make a riot, right? An angry gathering, right? Read.
And they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people. And consulted against thy hidden ones.
Who are these hidden ones? The so-called Black, Hispanics, and Americans. We hid it under other names. We hid it under other heritage, other customs. We hid it into something else, another invention. Right? Go ahead.
They have said, "Come and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance."
How is the name of Israel still in the news today and all those things? That's not what it's talking about. It's talking about the lineage, the people, the so-called Black, Hispanics, and Americans. Why have they are silent and they ain't got a word or a foot or a set ending about the land of Israel or where they're supposed to be at and how what they're supposed to be doing? Why? Because they're lost in doctrine. They're lost in religions. They're lost in everything else under the sun, but what? The commandments of the Most High, right? Read.
Verse 5. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee.
This is all the other nations of the earth, and it's going to explain who they are. They have come together to what? To cut us off from being a nation, from being a people, from being somebody who is important in the scriptures, right? Read.
The tabernacles of Edom.
We just talked about Esau. Go ahead.
That's the name of Israel. Verse 4, you skipped the part.
Oh, did I?
I think.
No, he read that.
Okay, my bad.
Okay. Verse 5. For they have consulted together with one consent. They are confederate against thee. The tabernacles of Edom and the Ishmaelites.
The Ishmaelites are so-called Arab, right? Go ahead.
Of Moab.
Moab, the so-called Chinese, right? Moabites.
and the Hagarenes.
So-called Africans, the real Africans. We know that, guess what, we're not African-American. We're not, as that name has been put onto us. We're not Hamites. Africans come from the lineage of Ham, the Hamitic, and we are Shemitic. Go ahead.
Gabal. And
African.
And Ammon.
The so-called Japanese. Go ahead.
And Amalek.
And Amalek. Amalek is also the so-called Edomites, but it's under talking about, guess what, the so-called Jewish, the Jewish, not the real Jews, the Jewish pertaining to, but not the original. Read, go ahead.
The Philistines with the inhabitants of Tyre. Ashur also is joined with them. They have hoped in the children of Lot, Selah.
So you got to understand that all these nations have come together to what? To destroy the name of us, because they don't want us back in power. They're benefiting from us being down in the bottom, right? When Esau's in control and he has control, and he's the dealer, he's the one passing out the cards, right? He's passing out the cards, and what, to keep people's mouth shut? He's only gonna what have so much for so long, the lies that he has to keep up. Because he can't control his natural blessing. Meaning, guess what? Taking the best lands and killing.
Right.
So he's not only going to start with us. Guess what? What does the scripture say about Obadiah? He's not going to have enough. Is that what it is? On Obadiah, what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. Or maybe it's
Give me that Obadiah. Y'all got to understand that this man, these spirits that Most High has put on us.
Yeah, this is it.
These spirits are not something that's just an option. Once Most High put a spirit on you, you have to activate on it.
Right.
That is a commandment in your spirit that the Most High has to activate in you. If he gave you these commandments, guess what? Sooner or later, you're going to come back to him. You're going to come back, rolling back to your nature. Right? Go ahead.
This is the book of Obadiah, verse 5. If came to thee, if robbers by night, how art thou cut off? Would they not have stolen till they had enough? If the grape gatherers came to thee, would they not leave some grapes? How are the things of Esau searched out? How are his hidden things sought up? All of the men of thy confederacy have brought thee even to the border. The men that were at peace with thee have deceived thee and prevailed against thee. They that eat thy bread have laid a wound under thee.
Okay, that's good. You got to understand that, guess what? It's saying that Esau is the born of wickedness, right?
Mm-hmm.
He is the beginning and the end of wickedness. He is designed to bring nothing but what? Start the wickedness, and guess what? Influence that wickedness. Not only into his people, but every other person. Why? So his kingdom can continue going on. That's what's going on now. And that's why he allows these, we're the only people to go up on stage, film, or whatever, and influence our own people with wickedness. We're the only people. No other, guess what? The Chinese man don't do that. The Arab man don't do that.
No.
When they're doing things, and guess what? They're very protective of their people and what they're showing on TV.
You never hear no Chinese man talk about some ops.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Or calling their wives bees and hoes.
Right.
They don't do that.
No.
They don't do that. The Arabics don't do that.
They don't have baby mamas either.
They don't do that baby mama stuff.
Yeah, right.
China, guess what? They're only allowed to have one child, and that's it.
Right.
That's it. So they protect that one child because they know it's their lineage. They know it's their generation.
Hey, officer.
Go ahead.
Even with their social media and like China and Japan, they don't allow anything that's not educational to flow through their algorithms.
Yeah.
No twerking or none of that stuff.
None of that stuff. Y'all got to understand that. Y'all got to wake up to understand that we're the people that are designed by Esau, indoctrinated to destroy our own people. And it's the mentality that we're putting back into ourselves. We're influencing our own people.
Mm-hmm.
They're the puppets. We're the puppets, but they're the puppeteers.
Puppet master.
Why? Yeah. They're moving us when they can see that. And then we just see that somebody is the same color. So I guess that's the thing to do. We need to do that.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Let's go to Romans 9. Let me see if I wanted to send the other one. Let me see that the other. There was a point on. Let me. Do we have time? We probably don't have time. Goodbye, Uncle Tom. Goodbye, Uncle Tom. There's a point. But I can't go to it. At 1 minute and 20 seconds, they're introducing the a little bit more about 120. 121. Do more. Maybe it changed. More further when it's talking about the Edomite. Anyways, this Edomite's explaining about the so-called blacks and Hispanics. We're not going to go to it. That's okay. The black and Hispanics. Oh, no. He's talking about the blacks, and he's talking about the Indians, too. There's no difference between them two. And then when he's walking out the room, they ask him, wait a minute, aren't you Jewish? And he said, yeah.
The man in the show. Oh wow!
So catch that. Goodbye, Uncle Tom. He's talking about the. There's no difference between an Indian and a Negro. There's no difference between a dog and a coyote, and he says that, and that's what's very important. But we're gonna read this scripture right here. Give me Romans 9, and let's go to. I'm gonna go ahead and start in. 9 and let's do 6.
Yes, sir.
6, because I'm going to see something about Esau. Go ahead.
This is the book of Romans, chapter 9 and verse 6.
Because I know people are thinking, people are saying, oh, God loves everybody, John 3:16, cut that out, New Testament. We're talking about New Testament right here, Romans.
That's right.
We're still talking about Esau and Jacob. We're talking about the lineage of the so-called Jewish, so-called lineage of so-called black man. Right here is going to explain everything right here. Go ahead.
This is the book of Romans, chapter 9 and verse 6. Not as though the word of God hath taken none effect, for they are not all Israel which are of Israel.
Wait a minute. Didn't Esau come from Jacob? Isn't he supposedly Israel? No, not everybody. Not everybody. He's going to explain right here. Go ahead.
Neither, because they are the seed of Abraham.
Wait a minute. Isn't Esau the focal one from Abraham? He is. Sure. But wait a minute. Let's see what it says. Go ahead.
Neither, because they are the seed of Abraham, are they all children, but in Isaac shall thy seed be called. That is, they which are the children of the flesh. These are not the children of God.
Okay, read.
But the children of the promise are counted for the seed. For this is the word of promise. At this time will I come, and Sarah shall have a son. And not only this, but when Rebekah also had conceived by one, even by our father Isaac. For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil.
Remember we said, this is the beginning of everything, meaning it's such. If you understand, this is enough for another day, another dollar. This is the generations, regeneration. Guess what? We come back with sin. These boys have never sinned, not knowing of sin or nothing. This is the beginning of everything. Jacob and Esau, read.
For the children being not yet born, neither having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand.
He elected, right? By the elected, right? Chosen. God chose, right? Chose who? Let's see what's up.
Not of works, but of him that calleth. It was said unto her, the elder shall serve the younger. As it is written, Jacob have I loved, but Esau have I hated.
God hates. God hates Esau. It ain't no color. Everybody is love. God loves everybody. Everybody can come to the altar. That's not in the scripture.
Bring it out.
Right. God's saying right here, very plain and clear. He hates the other nations, especially Esau. Go ahead.
What shall we say then? Is there unrighteousness with God? Forbid.
That's a question people always have. No, that ain't right. God, that ain't right if he does that. Is there unrighteous? God forbid there's not. Well, he's going to explain right here. Read.
Verse 15. For he saith to Moses, I will have mercy on whom I will have mercy, and I will have compassion on whom I will have compassion. So then it is not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, but of God that showeth mercy.
So God is going to what? Show these mercy. He's going to show compassion. Who's going to compassion? Love who's going to love and hate who's going to hate.
You're going to do what
he
wants
to do.
Right.
And this is the point right here. I'm glad you brought that up. Go ahead and read 17.
17.
Why is this happening? Why is God doing this to America? Why is he lifting up America? Why is it so powerful? Why is it so so-called God's country? Right? But then it's not when you read the scriptures. Why is this happening? Read.
Verse 17. For the scripture saith unto Pharaoh, even for this same purpose have I raised thee up, that I might show my power in thee.
He raised what? The same reason why he raised who? Pharaoh? He's raising up so-called Edomites, right?
America.
Right, read.
And that my name might be declared throughout all the earth. Therefore, hath he mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will hardeneth. Thou wilt say then unto me, why dost thou yet find fault? For who hath resisted his will? You want me to keep going?
No, it's good.
Okay.
You got to understand that this is the same purpose. When Pharaoh and Egypt fell, everybody knew that God of the Israelites.
That's right.
Everybody knew that the God of the Israelites saved them and destroyed the so-called the Egyptians, right? They destroyed them. It's the same thing that's going to happen in the last days here. He's going to raise up America. He's going to destroy America. Why? Because the iniquities they've done to the so-called black Hispanics and Native Americans.
Bring it out.
Right? Give me Revelations 3 and 9. 3 and 9.
Yes, sir.
Because remember, I mean, they always push it with us, right? I had a video, and I don't have time with it, but in the news, they always show the Jew. Oh, look at this World War II survivor. He went to the concentration camps. He lost his family and this and that. Oh, boo-hoo, boo. They push it.
They do.
Do they ever go on the news and talk about slavery? They ever talk about picking cotton? They ever talk about all those things like that? No.
Never.
They don't talk about those things. Ah, those are the only ways.
Forget about that. That's old, man.
White Jesus on it. Just forget. That's what they say.
Right. Christ forgives everyone.
Right. Everyone forgives. Why? Well, yeah. Y'all still dwell on that? Is it still affecting us today? Yes. Yeah. Go ahead.
You want 2:9 or 3:9?
Give me 2:9. 3:9. Yes.
This is the book of Revelation, chapter 3 and verse 9. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan.
Synagogue of Satan. Go ahead. Who's doing the synagogues right now? So-called Jewish men. Go ahead.
Which say they are Jews and are not.
We're not going around to say, we're saying we're black Hispanics and they're Americans. We're saying that we are no, that's, I'm Johnson. This is who I am.
As a whole.
I'm from the South Side. I'm from the East Side. Yo, this is my territory. I'm loyal to my soil.
Right.
This is why I'm from. You saying something else outside of what you really are supposed to be saying, right? But go ahead.
Behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet to know that I have loved thee. Because thou hast kept the word of my patience, I also will keep thee from the hour of temptation, which shall come upon all the world to try them that dwell upon the earth.
So, read from the top again.
Read 2 and 9, too.
Read 2 and 9.
The book of Revelation, chapter 2 and verse 9.
Saying the same thing.
I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich.
So he knows who we are. He knows our lineage and who we are. But we're poor, right? Poor in spirit. We don't know who we are running around. But he says that we are rich because of the scriptures, the promises. The covenant that God has made with us, well, he knows that we're rich, right? Correct?
And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews.
I know the lies, those who are saying that they are Jews, that they are lineage of our lineage, right?
And are not.
They're not. Go ahead.
But are the synagogue of Satan.
They're the synagogue of Satan. Why? Because they've been lied. They've built up this lie. Saying that, hey, we've always owned the land, we're always there, but they don't go back to their history. They come from the Caucasus Mountain of Georgia, Russia, coming back in power, destroying, killing, destroying, all these things. We know. We read the scripture. We read the scripture today. We know the blessings of Esau. We know the blessings of us. We know the commandments. And we know the covenant that God has set with the real people of Israel. But we're not hearkening it. We're not looking for it. We're not seeking it. Because why? We just into this la-la land where we're just being Uncle Tom's and his lifeline. We get pacified from the things that Esau has given to us.
Mm-hmm. Distractions. All the distractions.
The so-called, what they call it, the Stockholm Syndrome.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But when we start waking up, we start realizing and get woke. We understand that we are the biblical Israelites.
That's right.
Right? You know what I mean? The time has ran up, so all praise to the Most High. We will continue more on this. The so-called Black Hispanics and Americans, remember, you are the biblical Israelites. And if you have more, you want more information, you go to IsraelUnite.org. We have schools in
every major city.
A major city in America, and we do have it around the world. So with that, we say shalom.
Shalom. Shalom. Happy Sabbath, Israel.
This for the Southern Kingdom, Kwam Yasharala.
Hey, one nation, one nation.
This for the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Rasa.
We one nation, one nation.
This for the Southern Kingdom, Kwam Yasharala.
Hey, one nation, one nation.
This for the Northern Kingdom, Viva La Rasa.
We one nation, one nation.
It wouldn't be Israel without Mexicans. Black love, brown pride, cause we next pretend. We ain't gotta tell Esau to let's be friends, cause we above all nations and we better than them. We the salt of the earth, ay, ay. And we been king since birth, ay, ay. We put the kingdom first, ay, ay. And they gon' get this work, ay, ay. We was chosen, not cause we the most of the people. Few in numbers, but we over the people. We gods of this earth, we ain't supposed to be equal. Stop playing, you emotional people. The good gotta triumph over the evil.